Grand Radio, it's your man DJ Metro hanging out in the studio with some famous people up in here. Yeah, real famous, some GR folk and Chicago folk hanging in the building. From the movie Leo, we have Charles Archie, Shania Lee, and Miss Kate Coleman. What's going down, people?
Hello. What's up?
Metro.
Metro, what's going on? So, you guys are having a blast doing this film. Tell me about the film that you're partaking in, Miss Kate Coleman.
Oh, okay.
What's your part in the film?
So my part is Juanita. I play Leo's girlfriend or love interest. We have a child together. Yeah. And I'm just trying to help protect my son because Leo's out there doing crazy things in the world.
So Leo's in the world doing some crazy things. Okay.
Yes.
So how did you get involved with this project?
Facebook. That's where I saw the auditions. And then the director of photography, Nuri Boswell, I worked with him a few months ago on another film. So he was telling me about it too.
Okay. So you and Nuri have worked together before?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So how is it working with Nuri? I need to know that.
It is quite the experience. he's awesome at what he does. He's super creative. It's just really funny too. He really keeps it pretty funny on set. But yeah, he's super talented, knows what he's doing, everything looks great. So
okay, so with working with Nuri, does he give a lot of direction for you, or are you just a professional that you can just pick up on his direction with one take?
I feel like it's a mix of both, you know, because you don't know exactly how everything looks that you're doing. So you kind of know some stuff with experience, but yeah, he definitely is particular about certain things. So yeah, he's pretty easy to follow direction.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're working with Charles Archie. How is it really working with him? I mean,
It's amazing.
Okay. Hype him up real quick, man. Okay, so it's amazing. So what has been a key point in working with him?
Just of course the talent. The talent is awesome. he gives you a lot to work with, acting wise, and he just overall like a really cool, down to earth person, really helpful. So
okay.
Yeah.
And Charles Archie, he's becoming a sensation here in Grand Rapids. He's YouTubing it all across the nation, doing his thing. So how'd you get involved with this project, Mr. Archie?
Oh, same thing, you know, Facebook. So saw different audition and information on Facebook and figured, you know, why not? You know, I've really been interested in something like this for a while and had opportunity for some extra work, but never had a lead role, never was able to have anything where I spoke at all. So, you know, you never know until you try, right? You win or you get the shots that you shoot, right? But if you don't shoot at all, you never know. So, and the rest is history.
Okay. So. And you've done some acting prior to this right here, right? Give me a little background.
A little bit. You know, again, some of the extra work I did when we had the film incentive here, I did Detroit 187. That was a TV show based out of Detroit. I also did a couple different movies, extra in 30 minutes or less. Actually, also end of tour. And then 50 Cent had a movie that he did here called The Setup. So all extra work again, but a wealth of knowledge and experience that I could never take away for, you know, hopefully things that I can apply to the future. So grateful.
So basically what you're saying, if I go back and check out that 50 Cent movie, I might see you in a clip or something?
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the funny things about doing work in film, you know, especially starting out. you like, this is my big moment. This is my big moment. And then you see the final cut. Oh, they cut me out. Oh. So I got cut out. But, you know, everybody, if y'all want to know, I can tell you to the T where I was, what the scene was, what was going to happen. That was my shot right there. It was. But I got cut, so just ask me and I'll let you know where in the movie I was supposed to be.
Supposed to be. Okay, okay. So also in the building, we have Shania Lee, who is a film and photo expert, and she's a part of the crew to this movie, Leo. So how did you get involved with this project?
Well, yeah, so I am a videographer, photographer full time, and so I'm always looking for ways to perfect my craft and get deeper into it with bigger opportunities. And so my dad, actually, somehow he's friends with, I think, Marcel, the one who wrote the script. He doesn't know how he's friends with him, but he told me, he said, hey, they're shooting something. He said, I don't know who this person is, but it's on my timeline. They're shooting something in GR. You should try to see if you can get me a part. So I said, okay, I'll check it out. So I looked, and the director happened to be Trill, who I went to college with. I had class with him, communications. He sat right in front of me. And so we were only two black people in that class. So we definitely was cool. And so I was like, I'm going to reach out to him and just see. And so I did. He remembered me, because I definitely think he would. And yeah, he was like, we could use some help.
So come on in. Okay. So what exactly do you do? And what's your title as far as being on the production team or the video team or what have
you? For the
you?
Movie?
Yes,
for yeah, the so movie. Yes, I'm one of the PAs on the movie.
Okay.
But what's cool is because it's like a, you know, it's independent, it's small, I got to do other things as well. So I got to be a gaffer for a couple of days. I got to do makeup. I even was an extra for one of the parts of the film. So hopefully they don't cut me out. Hopefully y'all see me. And because I think I did a really great performance. So yeah, so it was cool, and I got to learn more about, because I know there's a difference between videography and cinematography, so being able to see that difference and learn more from Nori and stuff like that has been really cool.
Okay, awesome. So you guys keep your lock right there. We'll be right back with more from the crew from the movie Leo, and make sure you check out the website at onegrandermedia.com.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Shania Lee, your favorite visionary, and you're rocking out to Grander Radio.
Grander Radio in the studio, the crew from Leo, the movie Leo, produced right here in GR, Grand Rapids, that is. And we have Miss Kate Coleman, who's going to tell us about how she got into acting.
All right. It's been an on and off journey. I didn't really come from like an artistic family or anything like that. So I ended up pursuing it like towards the end of college a little bit, like taking some acting classes, stuff like that, film art. And then when I graduated, I got a degree in not, you know, anything like with acting. It was in Spanish. And afterwards, I was like, you know what? Let me just try for the acting, because I can fall back on my degree if it doesn't work out. So just been trying to find flexible jobs and stuff so that I can pursue it and go on auditions and stuff. But that's about it. So now I just kind of want to do it full time now.
Okay. So mm-hmm. the when you say flexible jobs, mm-hmm. so you see it all the time in the movies. I'm a waitress working at here, there, so they can have accessibility to get off work, if you will, mm-hmm. and go to somebody's audition. Mm-hmm. So that's real.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a server for a couple years, and then I ended up getting into like small business management. And then from there, I could kind of like, I had the freedom to like take off whenever I needed to. Okay. Stuff like that.
So I noticed that you, the film Mary.
Oh, yes.
So another actor from Chicago, mm-hmm. you had dealings with him in that movie.
Yes.
Who's also a part of this production.
Yes, Martin
yeah.
Davis.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. So how was it working with Martin?
Oh my God. I love Martin.
Okay.
this is like, I think the third or fourth thing we've been in together. So we've known each other for like a couple years now. Right. But no, he's great too. Very, okay. very talented. He's hilarious. So
it's a small knit community within the, acting realm in Chicago.
Yeah, it's smaller.
Okay.
It definitely is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Miss Shania, so you're very handy with the videos, mm-hmm. and the film. So what kind of projects are you working on other than Leo?
So right now I am shooting a short documentary on a guy who lost his leg during a boating accident. He actually's a student in Grand Valley, and I thought his story was so inspiring because he walks like, I mean, he operates in life like he has two legs. So I was like, I really want to tell your story. And my favorite type of projects is when I get to share people's stories. And I'm also highlighting for, I know you guys heard of WIMCAT. So we are, I work for a creative agency too called Carbon Story. Shout out to them. And we are highlighting artists in GR that are doing stuff for their community. And so that's been really cool because I got completely creative freedom to do those projects. So I can do whatever I want with them. So that's been really fun. And I'm sure I'm doing other stuff that I can't think of right now. But yeah, that's some, just some of the stuff I'm shooting right now.
So will Nori allow you to get behind the camera at any point?
He actually has.
He has? Yeah. Okay.
One of the scenes in the restaurant, I got to actually shoot that angle. So it was cool.
Okay.
So the confrontation that they have in the restaurant is cool.
So I noticed that you use a Canon mirrorless camera. So how is it working with the black box, the Black Magic Boxer?
Ain't gonna lie, it was definitely intimidating because he has a lot of wires and cords coming out of everywhere. And I'm like, what is all this? Because I don't use all this to shoot the short films I have done or stuff like that. But it's definitely cool to get my hands on. And definitely I want to work with it more to get a better understanding. It's not as hard as I thought. As hard as I thought it would be. It just looks more intimidating.
Looks intimidating because he does have like monitors all up top and like you say,
so
receivers
and
transmitters and all that, all those type of things connected to it. And Mr. Archie.
Yes, sir.
So how did, I know you've taken some other acting, but what made you want to get into it at what stage in your life?
You know, I've wanted to do it. I mean, similar to Kate, you know, after college, I had a lot of communications classes. That was my major. So we did a bunch of different things within the communication world just to get a better understanding of all of the different facets of it. And, you know, again, the improv, all of the acting, the theater, all of those things I really felt that I gravitated more towards. I know that my instructors, they were more engaging and they were inspiring. So, you know, when I had the opportunity, I actually met Marcel on a film that he was doing, one of his first films, and it never got finished, but I was initially on the crew with him. You know, I'm holding the boom mic, like, all right, you ready? And just other props that we, you know, coming up, just using that we have in our own possessions. And so that, again, project never got finished, so I'm pretty sure he wants to maybe do that at some point. But, you know, seeing that he had this project coming up, I just wanted to be a part of it. So, you know, again, it's just all coming full circle and maybe just trying to pursue this before I don't have the opportunity to, with flexibility of schedule, like, you know, again, Kate said.
Okay, so as Kate stated, she wants to make this a full-time career. Are you in that same mode or?
Hey, everybody, if you, anybody of anybody, yes, I am officially putting my hat out there. Yep. Full time. I'm addicted to it now. You know, all of these great actors and actresses, you know, they really inspire me to know that, you know, hey, you can do this. Go after it if you want. So thank you all. I will be pursuing that.
Okay. So now it's three creatives here, and as a video creator, where do you see yourself going here in the next 5 years? You thinking about creating your own production company, or let's hear some of those.
I definitely have been asked that a lot, and I don't want my own building. I don't want people working for me. I just can't see it. I do though know that I want to travel the world and literally tell people stories. That's my ultimate dream. And also I would love, I'm just waiting for a call from Hollywood, you know, Ava DuVernay, what's up? To love to direct in Hollywood. Like I would love to. I love directing. It's so much fun to me. And I love being able to turn nothing into something. So that's why I'm in this field. And so definitely 5 years, I definitely have been, hopefully all around the world, and definitely had some direct opportunities in Hollywood.
Okay, so speaking about around the world, you did a stint in Africa. Mm-hmm. So give us a little background on that.
Yeah, so actually that summer I went to Europe, Wales, and South Africa. And both are amazing. So for South Africa, we went to Johannesburg, and it was with the church that hired us. And we got to follow them as they worship in different churches. But my favorite day, which is the one you see the video on my social media, is went to a school. And the school was made of, like, what's those, like, containers, shipping containers.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And there's rats everywhere and dirt. Yeah, but these kids' spirits are so rich that you would never know that they don't have, they're without. And it made all of us realize we have too much because we don't appreciate what we do have. And these kids, like, you would have never known. They were the happiest, smartest, beautiful people ever. And I was like, this was my favorite day ever. And I cannot wait to go back. But yeah, so that was really good. And then in Wales, we went to Wales. That was for a thing called, that was for an organization called Homeless World Cup. And so people from literally every country in the world come together, and it's people who are on drugs, who all types of things, who finally got their lives back together, and they play soccer for like a real championship tournament. And I got to tell stories from people from Pakistan, people from South Africa, people from everywhere. And it was, I got to dance with them. They showed us their cultures, dance, and it was such an amazing summer. And I was like, I want to travel the world and tell people stories. That's what
Okay. Yeah. All right, you guys, keep it locked right here. Grander Radio, we'll be right back. Check out the website again, One Grander Radio. I'm sorry, OneGranderMedia.com. Check that out, and we'll be right back.
This is the Chicago actress, Kate Coleman. Thanks for tuning in to Grander Radio.
Grander Radio, DJ Metro, hanging out with the crew from Leo, and we were talking with Shania regarding her travel experience. So, what's one place in the world that you would love to go to?
Israel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Reason.
Because, well, I'm a believer, yeah. And I would love to just be able to walk the same path that Jesus walked. And then I know there's amazing stories. So people have amazing stories there. So I would love to capture and talk to people there. So, yeah.
You know, place I think I would want to go to, well, is Egypt.
Yes.
That
place too.
That is my number one spot that I am working towards getting there, because I want to see all the hieroglyphics, the pyramids, yes, the tunnels, the culture, everything.
Yes.
The Nile. If I can get to the Nile, I'll be great. You know, so that's my number one spot to go to. I mean, I've been some everywhere, Europe, London, Amsterdam, Germany, Greece, Paris. So I've been several places, and I need to go some more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, Miss Coleman.
Yes.
Miss Coleman. She's like, yes. So I noticed that since I met you, the two roles that you play are pretty intense. Mm-hmm. So meaning from the Leo and the Mary.
Yes.
The nurse. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're intense. So is that more of your style playing dramatic roles, or can you flip it and play some comedic roles, or?
I haven't really gotten a chance to see what I do with comedy yet. Everything has been pretty dramatic and intense, yeah.
Okay, so that's more your lane then at the moment.
Yeah.
At the moment. So but you're willing to try other roles.
I would try it. I know that's a different skill set though. And the timing and everything is different with comedy, so.
So it to me, it just seems like I say, I just met you, but it seems like the drama is more your style, because you're intense.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you can drop a tear at the on command, you know what I mean? that says a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have to work with Mr. Charles right here.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed you beat him up in the in one of the scenes where.
Yes, thoroughly.
Yeah,
yes.
Definitely. And Charles.
Yes, Metro.
How was that scene? How did you go into that scene?
You know.
What did you do to work up to that dramatic scene where you were getting touched in the face a little bit?
Yeah, you know, well, again, make sure y'all come out and see that, okay? Make sure y'all get it on any platform that is streaming. But, you know, what I did is, you know, working again with wonderful talent. So while we had the talent in town on set, you know, really making sure I asked the right questions. Really just making sure I dove deep and picked their brain, just be a sponge and absorb. And so I was able to take a lot of great constructive criticism. from Kate and, you know, get some tips, us kind of walk through some things, go over our lines together. And we were able to build a nice, and a lot of help from Nuri and the crew and, you know, our director. Gave us some real good direction to work on. And so, you know, we also built some real great chemistry just being on set with all of the crew laughing and us looking at outtakes. And so all of that stuff really, if you don't know, it all come together to, you know, to really make a really great either scene or movie. So just again, very, very blessed to have everybody that we work with. And just can't say too much because y'all have to see it.
He's definitely pushing it. So, so working with the director who was going to be here today, but he had other appointments that he needed to tend to. But Mr. Latrell Walker, how was it taking direction from Mr. Walker?
You know, great up and coming director. People may not know he's also a great actor as well, a musician. So, you know, once I found out that that was something he would be doing, without a doubt, let's go. You know, I would like to work with you. I know his talents, and I only wanted to help him bring this masterpiece to life. So, nothing but big ups and great things to say about him and everybody else on the set and crew.
Ms. Kate, any input on working with the director?
No, yeah, I'd have to agree with Charles. He's just, he knows what he wants. He's got his vision as well. He is really good at telling you, you know, his vision so you can do your best to carry that out. But yeah, he was great too. He keeps things light as well, so.
And Ms. Shania, you know, a director will be like, hey, I need this, 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 and that. So he probably was in your ear all day.
Yeah, but that's true though. But no, he's been cool. It's been cool to actually see him from knowing him in college to seeing him doing this now. And it's really dope. His growth is cool.
Okay, good deal, good deal. So I know that there are more projects coming up this summer. I know that Marcel is thinking about doing another one here pretty soon. Are you anticipating? So Charles, let me add this. Charles is actually one of the producers of the film as well. So he's doing kind of a dual role. He's keeping it quiet, but he's doing a dual role. So any future projects that are coming about with Marcel, he'll be a part of it. I'm one of the producers as well. So we're building up a strong team here in GR to maybe try to, I like to say, conquer and take over. That's just my word, you know.
That's the only way to think about it.
So that's just the way I look at it. So, you know, so I think we have a great crew and we are, you know, gaining great talent across the nation. As you know, we had Miss Kate Coleman all the way from Chicago. We had Omar Gooding from LA, and we had Mark John Jeffries from New York come in, and they did their parts, and now they're out. And once we have the what would you call it, the premiere, we're going to try to get those guys and Miss Kate to come on back in to have a big shindig at the premiere.
I'm down.
You're down.
So come back and party with us.
So, cool.
So I think that would be something that the public would receive very well. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's Hollywood in GR. So that's what we're trying to establish here. Mm-hmm. A whole media outlet, if you will, right here in the city. Mm-hmm. You know, so we have everything from film to audio to print to web to video to what have you, right here. Radio
right here.
is right here in GR, and the crazy part about it is that we all know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we work well together in our small tight-knit community. Mm-hmm. You know, as creatives. So I think we can take it pretty far. So keep it locked right here, Grander Radio. Charles, Shania, Kate in the building. Keep it locked.
What's up, world? It's Grand Rapids' very own Charles Archie. You might know me as Scooter. You live with Grander Radio.
Grander Radio, hanging out with the crew from Leo, the movie. Charles Archie in the building.
What's going on, Metro?
What's going on?
Metro in the morning show.
Metro, yeah. So no morning show right now. We're just doing Radio.
Just straight radio now.
Yeah,
okay.
But you can catch me from
Man of Many Talents.
7 to 9 every day in the morning.
In the morning.
Yeah, in the morning. So, Mr. Archie, give us your social handles.
Okay, so Facebook is just Charles Archie Jr. You know, a lot of y'all might know me as Scooter. So, Twitter, ScootLove21. What is it? Instagram, ScootLove21. And then also on my Clubhouse. I'm using that a lot now, ScootLove21. Yeah. So, yeah. And that's where y'all can find me at, and on other people's YouTube page, apparently. Okay. I got to get my page up and running.
So, as a matter of fact, you're up to over 1 million on one particular video.
Stop it. Are you serious? I went viral? No, I don't think I went viral, y'all. He hyped me up, y'all. But wow.
Miss Shania, where can the public find you?
Facebook, Shania Lee. Instagram, underscore Shania Renee. Underscore, you'll see a lot of my work on there. I have a YouTube channel called Beautiful Ashes, and yeah, I'm out here.
Beautiful Ashes, explain that to me.
It's my ministry, and so on there you will see messages that God gives me to give to other people. You'll see things about health on there. You'll see a lot of stuff. I'm doing stuff for Boys and Girls Club right now, where I'm helping young girls with self development, and so we're using a creative outlet to literally have their voice come through their experience in that program. So that's been really fun too.
Okay. Awesome, awesome. Miss Kate, any social handles for yourself?
Yes. Facebook. I have an acting page, not my personal one, but it's just Kate Coleman. Instagram is Kate underscore Coleman one, and on Clubhouse I'm Kate Coleman as well.
Yeah, and they talk about me having some social medias. You guys are 3, 4, and 5 in it yourself. You know? So I must say it's been a pleasure having you guys here come through the studio and give up some great conversations, some insights about your acting and your roles in the movie Leo. And look forward to interviewing you guys again. Look forward to seeing you at the premiere.
Yeah.
And definitely look forward to seeing some of your future projects. So I'll be on the lookout for everyone. Yeah. So I'm going to try to do a collab with Miss Shania. You know, we're we're in the same vein here. So yeah. I'm going to try to do a little project with her, and we'll see what we come up with. And of course, it's going to go worldwide. You know?
Of course.
So
how could it not?
All right, guys. Keep it locked right here. Grander Radio. Oh.
Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter.